All right, man. So this video I wanted to make because a friend of mine, man, he was going through some shit with his girl, man. And this is just the response because I'm not making fun of him, man. But he was just going through some shit with his girlfriend, and we got to talking, and all the shit that I was saying was pretty much coming out the light, man. Like when you get with a bitch, like I don't care how fucking pretty she is, man. Let me turn this volume down. I don't care how pretty she is. This is going to be a red pill training video only on Patreon, man. Because they took down my last one when I put on regular YouTube as hate speech. First they said it was like sexualizing because of the YouTube video, but then they took it down as hate speech. I mean, I get it. But okay, man, but anyway, when it comes to women, man, like they want to be led. Like they always want to be led. And I actually got into a conversation with a bitch a couple nights ago, and she ended up crying for me to not leave her when I left her flat. But we got in this conversation, man, like a lot of guys get comfortable when it's like, you know, when it's a bitch they want, like you can fall in love with this bitch right here. And then see, when guys get comfortable, they become very submissive, and they start like, and a man's version of submissive is like always asking the bitch, what does she want to do? Shit type of shit. And let me tell you something, man, for real, like on planet Earth, there is not one woman on this planet who wants to lead something that she has to fuck later. There is that a woman leading what she has to fuck is like disgusting. I say in a lot of cases, a woman would probably rather just get sexually assaulted than have to deal with, you know, having to fuck something that tries to please her. It's fucking disgusting to, like, they want to be led. Like, you have to lead them. Now, don't like rape women or anything like that, but you have to lead them. Now, oh shit. So with that being said, man, like the exact equivalent of a bitch being stuck with a man that is like trying to please her and he's not making decisions on his, he's not making decisions. He's consulting with her first all the time. That is the equivalent. Okay. That is the exact equivalent. Let's say if you play basketball, right? You're on a basketball team and it's like a minute 30 left and y'all down by 11 and you call timeout, and then the coach comes to you and says, well, what do you want to do? What do you think? Like, you gonna be like, what? You the coach, bro? You make the decisions. like as long, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how frustrated you would be if the coach came to you and asked you, what do you want to do? What do you think? Like, no, the coach has to call the shots in a relationship. And it's the same thing with every woman to every man. Every bitch you gonna see in this video, I try not to get something too sexual. Every bitch you gonna see in this video, yeah, she looks good. She's not fat. You know, she looks like she takes a bath and her hair is not horrible looking. She puts on a little bit of makeup. It doesn't matter if it's these bitches or it's fucking 1 out of 10 rated bitches. No bitch wants to have to make decisions. Every bitch wants to be led. Okay, they want to be led. Once they have to start leading, that's when their arousal for you disappears. Okay, once you start getting soft and you buy into that feminism, oh, all women are equal, so I have to consult with all women. Once you fall into that boat, man, any sexual arousal that she had for you goes away, and then it falls into a, what is he buying me? You know, what is his status? See, that's when all the status, the height, was he buying me the money? That's when all that comes into play. But see, women directly, like their woman's immediate fucking goal in life is to find a protector. You see what I'm saying? Every woman's immediate goal in life is to find man to protect her, because woman knows she doesn't want to have to think in order to protect herself. Woman knows this. You see what I'm saying? So from that age on, and this is where the whole bad boy thing gets confused and all that. See, like, it's not like women aren't really, I mean, some girls might go through the phase of getting a guy who has a reputation of being a bad boy. But see, this is woman's infantile brain playing against her, you see, because she's misinterpreting the bad boy as a solo protector in the world. Like, this guy can still do his own thing. But what she's ultimately looking for is at the core is a leader who's going to protect her. You see what I'm saying? Now, with some women, it could be money. Some women, it could be just being tall. Some women, it could be like being looking really good. Some women, it could be being fat. I've heard women that specifically target fat men, okay? It's not always a stereotypical black pill bullshit. It's not, I'm telling you, it's not. Now, a lot of times they may just default to that stereotypical black pill bullshit because they don't have a better option at the time. But if you really dive into her fucking head, like she woman just wants a protector. She wants a man who can make decisions on his own. See, in reality, a woman would rather be underneath your dog, underneath your PlayStation, underneath your current. Woman really wants to be like your fourth and fifth priority in reality. Like that is what's going to hold a woman's attraction. See, getting a woman's attraction, you know, if you on a, see, like, okay, back to what Patrice O'Neal said in a long, it was an old radio conversation. A woman does not want to win. She wants to be with a winner. And this goes for every woman. They want to be with a winner. Now, what does that mean on her psychological level? Well, on her psychological level, a winner is always somebody who keeps winning. You see? It's not somebody who finally breaks down. See, it's not, okay, like, imagine, like, if Michael Jordan, when Michael Jordan was winning all those championships, right? And then Michael Jordan went, okay, guys, you can have it because we're all equal. We're all friends. Well, what do you like to do, guys? Well, here, give Golden State Warriors a chance to win a championship. This is like in the 90s when the Warriors were like, shit. Give the Warriors a chance to win a championship. Guys, it's all good. No, you don't lose all respect for Jordan. See, Jordan was gangster because Jordan kept doing his own thing. He kept being a winner on his own. That's how he kept all those fans. He kept doing his thing. And then if people liked it, cool. If not, whatever. You see, that's how it is to a woman. A woman does not want Jordan to go, oh, well, I keep winning, so what do you guys want now? Oh, no, it loses all the attraction. All that arousal you got for that person when you see that number 23 on that Bulls jersey, your heart still goes, oh, that's Jordan. You see, even as a man, your heart still goes, ooh, that's just Jordan. What they talking about now? You see what I'm saying? Michael Jordan name sells just because his name is Michael Jordan. You see, and why does it sell? Because he did Michael Jordan. He wasn't trying to be some fucking inquiring on other people what they wanted to hear and see shit. He did his thing. See, this is what keeps, but see, where, and also where men go wrong is, see, they'll become Jordan, and then they'll win 6-7 championships, and then start asking, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to win a championship? I don't know. And that's when it all gets lost. And a friend of mine, I was out with him last night, man. I mean, he was pretty much admitting all this shit. Like, this is exactly what happened with him and his girl. You know, paying for all her shit, giving her shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it didn't mean anything. And when you get with bitches, right? Okay, when you get with bitches and you fall into that area of giving them what they want, you, and see, the thing is, bitches can't even see this because they have the brains of children. Okay, but when you fall into that mode of buying her whatever, like the exact thing she wants, you know, being there exactly on time and all this shit like that, once you fall into that circle, that is a Sisyphean punishment from then on. See, woman can't see it. And even if you try to convince a bitch of this, like she can't see it. It's like trying to tell a child it's a child. The child can't see it completely. And it's the same thing with a woman. A woman cannot see her brain as infantile as it is. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't convince her of this shit, so you just have to be a man and know it and move on. But okay, let's say your girl had, your girl, y'all get mad and your girl says she want, or she wants a double bacon burger, cheeseburger with extra fries and all this shit. Go out there and buy her some wrong shit on purpose. Don't buy her exactly what she wants. Because when you buy her exactly what she wants, it's never, look, it's just going to grow. It's just going to grow. Next time, because she's going to get used to it. And then on top of that, don't buy her shit when she didn't deserve it. Or, don't just randomly come in the door buying her shit. Oh, you're just headed all down the Sisyphean road. In that, because the next thing it's going to be, oh, now she's going to want something bigger, and it's going to be bigger, and it's going to grow bigger, and now I'm going to want a car now, now I'm going to want a house now, now I'm going to want, and if you fall into that cycle, it won't matter if you become richer than Bill Gates, it's going to keep on growing past Bill Gates, because that's woman's brain. Just like the bitch I had, I covered, in third, was it 90 Day Fiancé, whatever the fuck that shit is, with the girl who wanted the $14,000 couch. That's completely ridiculous. Okay, $14,000 couch, that's more money than she would have ever made in a year in her home country. But see, woman doesn't see it as, they're not going to see it as money. They're going to see it as the effort and options of what you're, of what you're giving them. So once you fall into that, see, women don't care. Once you let woman's brain go too far into this shit, once you let her go too far into thinking and making decisions, see, they have, woman's brain has no rationality on survival. It has no rationality on keeping food in the refrigerator, none of that shit. Her brain will go into hamster wheel overdrive and the house will burn down. If you fall into that and let her take the lead, woman's default setting is self-destruct. All these bitches, I don't care how skinny, how fat they are, their ass is, how long their hair is, how big their tits are. They're all the same in this regard. Now, some of them may be a little different, especially in the beginning. But in the end, you cannot satiate a woman in how she thinks she wants to be satiated. Once you do that, and you start giving her power and control over how she becomes satiated, once you fall into that world of pleasing her, you're done. And you cannot reverse it. Because like I said in other videos, once a woman's brain, and 99% of women, all these bitches you see on here with their little jiggly legs and all that shit, and skinny waist and all that, once a woman's brain goes one direction, woman's brain cannot get an eagle's eye view and say, oh, this is fucked up, I'll turn around and go the other way. Their brains, 99 out of 100 women cannot do that. Once woman brain goes one direction, that's the only direction it can go. And it's a one-way street, okay? A woman's brain is usually a one-way street. It's not going to turn back, oh, I shouldn't do this anymore in life. I need to go on a better path in life. Woman's brain cannot do this. Okay, it can't. All these pretty bitches, cute bitches, skinny bitches, jiggly leg bitches, all of them, like, their brains are the same. Okay? And also, all of them, all these bitches you've seen are looking for a fucking leader. Okay? And the shit test you're going to get from them is them just testing to see if you're a capable leader. You see, so they're going to try shit. They're going to say shit. They're going to cry on you. They're going to, try to make you mad. All that. Stay indifferent. Because like I said in another video, it's just like, okay, the relationship that a kid has with its mother, like mommy's just supposed to be mommy. Mommy, be mommy. You see, and mommy doesn't want to be mommy sometimes, but it has to be because it's mommy. But see, and you know how that kid looks up to mommy and always wants mommy to do everything? It's the same thing as mommy to man, as woman to man. Man is just supposed to be something. You see what I'm saying? Just be something. Even if you don't want to do it, like, look, always be indifferent with bitches. Don't fall for shit tests. Okay, pretty much, and I'll tell you what a shit test is. Whenever you get a feeling that you're doing even a little bit too much than you should with a bitch, that's her shit testing you. Okay? And don't let that shit go. Like I said, a couple nights ago, I had a bitch crying over me not to leave. We got in a debate. I said, I'm leaving because you're not listening to me. And she's like crying, begging me not to go. I mean, literally crying, begging me not to go. And it's a shit test. You want to know? And there's nothing more disgusting when a woman or when one person cries over another person and then starts saying, oh, well, I'll do anything you want type of thing. That's the most disgusting thing on the planet. It's disgusting. But even then, but the difference is with women, it's a shit test. It's always a shit test. Because women are children mentally. So even if she starts crying, goes, I'm going to kill myself, whatever, blah, blah, blah. If you give in to that shit, she's going to remember that. And now she's going to know she can do that to you. Whereas, see, guys, it can happen like that. But a lot of times, guys are more sincere. Like, guys will be so weak, they genuinely believe that they can't live without this person. And it's not to, like, some ultimate overall scheme. But with a woman, women are children. Like, all the shit tests they're going to do to you, it's a test just to see what you're going to do, how you're going to handle it. Anytime you get a little frustrated with a bitch, like, whenever you feel that slight frustration, with a woman, or you're doing a little bit more than you really think you should, or anything like that, and she's asked you, or she's like playing stupid or dumb or some shit, it's, I'm telling you, every time it's a shit test. She's testing you to see if you're going to be a strong protector later on, or if you're going to give her whatever she wants and be just another beta chump faggot. That's what she's doing. Just like when kids know how to be quiet. Kids know not to throw shit at the wall. Kids know not to draw on the wall. They know not to do it. But why do they do it? And then you ask them, they go, I don't know. And just like a woman, why are you doing it? I don't know. See, because their nature, they see, a lot of times, they don't even know why they do it, because their nature is to do it. Like a child's nature is to test their parents, to make sure their parents are still there and going to be strong. It's the same, and women have the brains of children. They, woman's brain, it really maxes out, okay, on this level, growth from a child, a woman's brain maxes out at around 9, between the ages of 8 to 11 years old. Okay, now they learn a little more tidbits along the way, but it completely maxes out at about 18, 19 years of age. Now their bodies, like I said in other videos, like the only thing that keeps women even, like, you know, anywhere near desirable or relative on the planet is because they're born as woman. See, this body that this bitch has, she's tinkle tapping, dancing all over this fucking pier. Like, the only reason anybody even has a camera on her is because she's a woman. She was born into this biological entitlement to be 21 and, you know, have jiggly soft legs and, you know, and be soft and warm and with the right shape. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the only reason motherfuckers really keep them around for any period of time. Because once they lose this shit, nobody even wants them around. Except some dude can't get a bitch. And he'll fuck with some old bitch for a long time. Because they have the mentality of children. When you get with a woman, you always have, your brain always has to be above woman. Now, and the friend of mine, we got in a conversation last night, and he said he doesn't want to keep playing these games. And I'll be real with you, and this is gonna sound shitty, but it's the truth. See, with everything I'm saying, it's a game to a man who doesn't completely understand women. But to a man who understands women, he understands this as woman. You see, when a boy goes out there and he plays basketball, he's living underneath the rules. You see what I'm saying? But then, like, you get, like, for example, this is probably a bad example, but let's say you get, like, a Dennis Rodman or something, motherfucker that don't give a fuck about the rules. That's a man. All right? See how Dennis Rodman walked on that court versus how Judd Bushler or Steve Kerr walked on that court? They walk completely different. See, Rodman, in this scenario, Rodman was the man. He didn't give a fuck. He gonna do what he does, or Latrell Sprewell, some shit like that. Like, you know, crazy motherfuckers. But that's man shit. He's mentally above it and looking down on bitches and looking down on the rules. And if I get in trouble, God, get in trouble, whatever. But see, like, if you still see everything I say as playing a game with women, you're still a boy. Like, you're playing a game. You know, you're a player. You're not a coach. See, the coach is going to call the shots and call the rules. Dennis Rodman is going to do whatever the fuck he wants because he can see it from above looking down. And to this day, Dennis Rodman still does wild shit when he wants to. You see what I'm saying? But see, Steve Kerr, he's being a nice, composed. Well, I think Steve Kerr's a coach now. At least he was a coach. But they're you know, calm, composed, and they're controlled little boys. There's nothing sexy about that. But anyway, back to the topic. You have to accept it. Every bitch you seen on here, twinkle toe in the whole fucking video. Every bitch you seen on here, they all want to be, they just happen to be pretty, man. They didn't know they would be pretty. And a lot of them don't even think they're pretty now. All these bitches twinkle toe, tap dance and shit, they all want the same, they all want a leader. They all want a composed and different leader who is going to put her at best fourth in his life. They all want it. Okay, look throughout, since the beginning of time. How many times did you hear stories of nice guys just having so much pussy they don't know what to do with it? Never. It's throughout history. Now, how many times throughout history did you hear women being one baby mama out of 15? Oh, a lot. You hear that tons of times. See, it's their nature. I'm not making this shit up. Look throughout history. This is what they've always done. Okay? It's no different from a dog peeing on the side of a fucking rock or side of a building. It's what they've always done. And to come along and be mad because the dog's not peeing on the side of a building, you know, and you know, over the last 2 years, and try to force that on them and then be mad that the dog's not peeing on the side of a building, that's nothing but stupid. It's the same thing guys are doing. This is what bitches do, because a lot of guys, they're trying to ignore what bitches are, and a lot of guys are trying to, are ultimately, they're being stubborn. They're trying to believe what they want to believe so deeply that they're being stubborn on what a woman actually is, and it just destroys any possibility of a decent relationship. Like, okay, the saying, like, you have to put a woman first in your life, there's real shit in that. There's real shit in that. But see, guys who aren't fully there yet will hear that and think, if I put a woman first, so that means I have to give her everything, blah, blah, blah. No. Well, you do give her a lot, but it's not like, here's money, here's my car, here's a house. See, that's where guys get it completely weird. You have to put a woman first, but you have to put her first in terms of understanding pretty much everything I just said. And holding on to that, because once you dive into that whole, here's a house, here's a car, here's food, here's, you know, my protection for free. Once you just give her that just because she looks like this, you become her hoe. And like Patrice O'Neal said, see, a hoe to a man and a hoe to a woman are two different things. A hoe to a man is a woman who gives up sex too quick. A hoe to a man is a man who gives his loyalty and protection too quick and time too quick. That's a hoe to a woman. You see what I'm saying? They're two completely different things. Anyway, I'm gonna end this off here. I'm getting fucking thirsty. But yeah, man, again, man, see all these bitches you see twinkle toeing all over this shit with their tight little asses. Do you think any of these bitches are sitting up hoping that a man comes and just gives them all time? Who do you think all these bitches are fucking? Who do you think all these bitches are generally getting aroused for? The man who's giving them everything? Or the man who is completely indifferent or makes it clear she's like fifth at best on his list? Which one do you think? I give you a hint. Once you start buying her shit, yeah, that pussy stops getting aroused and it becomes a transaction. It's definitely not the nice guy. I tell you that much. But yeah, man, that's going to be the video. I'm out of here. This is just a small red pill training video, man, but I'm out.